You are listening to The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith, Kat Arney and Helen Scales. Now it's time for the wonderful woman who's certainly no dinosaur. This is Diana O'Carroll with our question of the week.
Hello, this week I'm going to be mostly drinking dinosaur water.
My name is Skye. I'm an archaeologist in Arkansas in America, and I was taught when I was young that we drink the same water today that the dinosaurs drank when they were alive, and I wondered if that was true.
So are there any molecules of H2O still hanging around after 65 million years?
Yeah, I'm Professor Ken Carslaw from the University of Leeds, and I work on global atmospheric models and climate models. And the answer to this question requires an understanding of chemical cycling of water around the atmosphere. We tend to think of water being recycled endlessly in the hydrological cycle, and certainly from a climate and weather point of view, most water doesn't spend more than a few days or weeks in the atmosphere before it's rained out. It then evaporates again, it forms new clouds, it rains or snows, and the rivers return that water to the ocean. The longest timescale of water anywhere in the hydrological cycle is in the deep ocean, and it stays there for several thousand years before returning to the surface. All these timescales are much shorter than the 65 million years since dinosaurs. However, water is very slowly destroyed chemically in photosynthesis, which is the process by which plants convert carbon dioxide and water to sugars and oxygen. Water is recovered again, but a different molecule, in respiration, which is basically the reverse of photosynthesis to make energy and carbon dioxide. So to calculate how much water remains from the dinosaur age, we need to consider the total amount of water on the planet and the rate at which water is taken up in photosynthesis. The Earth's plants take up about 12 billion tons of water per year. We know that roughly from the carbon dioxide that they take up. The total water on the Earth is about 1.4 billion billion tons. Dividing these two numbers, we can estimate that most of the water will have been chemically altered within about 100 million years. So dinosaurs lived 65 million years ago, so some of the water we drink is the same water. More than half of the water is likely to be different.
Plants are the main culprits for chemically destroying most of the dinosaur drinking water over the past millions of years. On our forum, Dr. Beaver agreed with our expert that dino water is still about and said that some of it was probably at the bottom of the Pacific Ocean. And RD mentioned the constant stream of water production from respiration.
Also on the forum, a new member called Will offered a near-perfect answer, saying that water is consumed in biological systems and incorporated into the living tissue and then excreted in some form back into nature. The odds of the exact hydrogen atom recombining with the exact same oxygen atoms is extremely remote.
Pretty good. Well, now we've mentally warmed up a bit, you need to keep it ticking over for the next month when I will be back with a whole pile of new questions like this.
Hello, my name's Sean and I'm from Edinburgh. I would like to know how much information can my brain take before I start overwriting stuff that's already there? Is all this learning good for me or should I concentrate on less? I have asked this question and nobody can give me an answer.
If you've tried a month of learning versus a month of unlearning, then please let us know the results. Send your answers and new questions to chris@thenakedscientist.com, or why not put them on our forum? That's just made for answers at thenakedscientist.com/forum. Well, now, last week's question of the week, we asked if any animals can really live forever and found out about how giant tortoises can live for hundreds of years. Certain trees survive for thousands of years, and some bacteria can enter suspended animation and reanimate up to millions of years later. We've since had an email from Francis Fabian about a really interesting plant called King's Lamacea. It's a shrub found in Tasmania, which only ever reproduces asexually. Each individual plant has identical DNA to all the others. Even though one plant lives for just 300 years, this is one of the oldest plant clones on Earth, so old that the fossils we find are identical to the live plants. In fact, it's been around and cloning itself for at least 43,600 years. 43,600 years even. That's a big number. And could be up to 135,000 years old. Sadly, though, the remaining populations are very vulnerable in parts of Tasmania, prone to fires, but scientists are doing their best to keep this fascinating plant safe.
It's amazing, isn't it, to think that it's still around. Thank you, Diana. That's okay. Diana O'Carroll. And as Diana says, she'll be back in a month because over August we're going to be taking a bit of a break and we'll be bringing you programmes that we've put together from all over the world using interviews with people who we've been to meet. So there will be a Naked Scientist, but it will be a little bit different until we relaunch in September. So you'll have to wait to find out how much you can cram into your brain. Well, the answer to that then. Thank you, Diana.
Laying the facts bare, the Naked Scientists.
It is The Naked Scientist with Chris, Kat and Helen, and we are taking your questions. If you have any questions for us, the email address is chris@thenakedscientist.com.